When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast, where Jack and Sochal take you on a journey from learning the basics to mastering the nuances of the English language. Our podcast is designed for non-native speakers who are looking to improve their English skills in a fun and interactive way. Each episode covers a wide range of topics, from grammar and vocabulary to slang and culture, to help you navigate the English-speaking world with ease. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I am one of the hosts of this podcast. Today, I am without Sochal, but I am with Layla, Hendrick, and May, my favorite guest hosts in the whole wide world. And thank you guys for joining me today. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome, Jack.
Happy to be here.
All right.
Yeah, even me. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. I'm so happy that we can get together at least a couple times a week to have a chat on the podcast. And for our listeners out there, I'm surprising my guests here with a topic. And today's topic is amusement park stories. But I should preface that by saying true stories from amusement parks. So these are real stories. These happened. And so our first one is the abandoned Japanese theme park, Nara Dreamland. Okay. Nara Dreamland in Japan was once a thriving theme park that closely resembled Disneyland. It opened in 1961, but was permanently closed in 2006 due to declining attendance and financial troubles. Despite being closed to the public, the park remained largely intact for years, becoming a surreal, abandoned urban exploration destination. It wasn't until 2016 that the park was finally demolished, but during its years of abandonment, it gained notoriety as a haunting and eerie place. So what do you guys think about that? Yeah. You want to unpack some of the vocabulary?
Yeah.
Okay. So eerie, E-E-R-I-E, eerie means scary, a kind of scary or creepy place. Abandoned means that the owners just walked away from the theme park. So the theme park had no workers. It just had these old machines and none of the electricity was running, but it was just an abandoned, like if a family walks out of a house and they just leave everything and then nobody cleans it and it gets kind of scary and creepy, right? That's what they had, a whole theme park like that in Japan. And so I'm just wondering, what do you guys think about that? Would you visit that place with your friends if you were young? I mean, and knowing that maybe there are ghosts or it's kind of scary, would you go there?
Oh, in the first place, I will not watch any horror movie due to my over-exaggerating power. So I don't think I will go to this place.
It would be really creepy, right?
No, I don't see any valid reason for me to visit there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
there's no... Yeah.
There's no workers, no safety protocols. It's just empty.
That is absolutely true. And on top of that, there are so many, like, I should call it strain incident that had happened or might happen. So I will not risk myself.
Yeah. I agree with you, May. What about Layla and Hendrik? What do you guys think about this?
I think it's really interesting. I don't know. I feel I want to discover this place. Yeah, I am so scared about abandoned places, but I feel I will find out some very scared stuff. But I want to, I have that passion to go there and to feel what might happen if you, go in, for example, some rooms there, or I don't know, maybe the bathrooms. I don't know, maybe I will find something very surprising to me.
Yes.
So
you would go. Okay. So May says no way. Layla, is you're being pulled in the direction of like going in there. You're like, okay, I know I shouldn't, but I want to explore. Hendrik, you're the tiebreaker. Explore or run away? What are you gonna do?
First thing first, I think I feel sorry. I have a story about the owner. I mean, like the place to, you know, like go bankrupt, and then they lost everything, and then the place just you know, like abandoned the place. Yeah, and I think the place, it is like scary and creepy, and yeah, it is interesting, but for me, I think I don't like to visit that kind of place. Yeah, because I avoid that.
So, okay, so now it's my turn then. All right. I'm going to side with Layla. I would definitely, when I was younger, now I wouldn't do it, but when I was 20 or 15, 16 years old, something like that, I don't think I could stop myself from exploring that place. Like I want to go in the, you know, the mirror room, like, and just how creepy and dark and everything is breaking down. I think it would be fascinating. It'd be really interesting, but I'm sure my friends and I would scare each other, and it would be really, you know, creepy and But it sounds to me, this one sounds like a horror movie. Like you can see 1961, lots of happy families, and then 2006, just no people. Everything's broken down. It's very sad, like Hendrik said. Okay. Number two. Story number two, the euthanized mascot. And euthanized, do you guys know what that means? To euthanize? Okay.
No.
Euthanize means to kill. And so, for example, it means to decide to kill some, like an animal. So, like, for example, when your dog is very old and sick, then you can let the dog suffer, or you can euthanize the dog, which means you give the dog medicine and then the medicine kills the dog, but there's no pain. So that's what euthanized means. And a mascot is like a representation of a group or a team or something. So, for example, in America, we have a lot of college sports, and every team has a mascot, which is like an animal or something, like the Bears. And so there'll be like a person in a bear costume, and that's the mascot for the team, is a bear or a cat or a dog or something like that. Okay, so this is the euthanized mascot. In 1974, Six Flags Theme Park over Mid-America in Missouri introduced a live mascot, a young elephant named Raja. Unfortunately, Raja was involved in a tragic incident. During a public event, the elephant became irritated and annoyed and charged into a crowd, causing injuries. As a result, the amusement park faced a backlash and Raja was euthanized. This incident led to to changes in how live animals were used in amusement parks and raised awareness about animal welfare concerns. So we'll start with May. May, what do you think about this story?
For me, I don't agree with the idea of them euthanizing the elephant, because I mean, except the fact animals is still an animal. So no matter how great we train them in whatever way, they are still an animal. They will be time that they are not in the good mood, just like human. You know, we sometimes in the good mood, sometimes we are not. Sometimes we just follow whatever instruction given by our superior. Sometimes we have our worst situation as well. So I believe the same things goes to animal. So I really don't agree with the idea of
euthanizing
that elephant.
Yeah, that's a good point, May. Yeah, it's not really the elephant's fault. It's the people, right? Why the elephant should be in the forest, not in
the amusement must be
park.
Something wrong in between, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably angry because it doesn't have freedom.
Yeah. So, and then we didn't know what happened in between. Maybe there were lack of something on that day.
Yeah, maybe he got angry at somebody in the crowd or something. Yeah, he didn't like the somebody made a bad facial expression or something.
And the truth is, the elephant cannot speak, so it wouldn't be able to tell us why they are unhappy.
Right. All they could do is act in.
You're right.
Yeah. Layla, what do you think about the story? Do you agree with May?
Sorry, Jack. The end of the story, I didn't catch some words.
So oh yeah, yeah. So they killed the elephant. The elephant got angry and like charged into a group of people, and some people got hurt, and so they killed the elephant because they said, "Oh, this elephant is too dangerous."
Honestly, I don't agree with them. Because especially for elephants or maybe I shouldn't say that, for all types of animals, we have to save them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think they already in danger. The numbers of animals just reduces day after day. So we have to save them. We have to provide a good environment for them. So I think it's all people's fault, not the elephant.
Right.
So I disagree with them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Hendrik, what do you think? Do you agree with Layla and May?
Yeah, of course. Also, I mean, like, I don't agree with the idea of euthanizing.
Yeah, euthanizing.
Yeah. Euthanizing the elephant because, yeah, I mean, like, they already used the elephant for, soul, and that's not true. That's... And as you said, that the elephant should live in the forest, not for the even or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't, I really hate circuses actually. Like mm-hmm. old circuses, you know, with like yeah. elephants and tigers and lions and stuff like that. I really don't like them and the way they treat animals. But I also, I'm not a big fan of zoos either. I think zoos yeah, are kind of depressing.
You're right. Even in zoo, I saw some, or maybe I see some animals just feel so depressed.
Yeah, so depressed.
I can say that. So I think even them, as May mentioned, want to be free, want to be in their real place.
Right.
Not in just a small cage or something like that.
Yeah. A zoo is like a prison. For animals,
yeah,
really,
you're right.
Yeah. Except they didn't do anything to deserve it. The to be prisoners. Okay, well, that's another. We'll talk about that another time. But that's a good topic of discussion as well. Story number three. This is the lawsuit over a roller coaster facial recognition. So, do you guys know facial recognition? Facial recognition means like it's a camera that memorizes your face, so it's like an AI kind of thing where it mm-hmm. like memorizes yeah. your face and stores mm-hmm. the data. Okay.
Yes.
So in 2018, a Chinese amusement park called Wuzhizhou Island introduced a facial recognition system on one of its roller coasters. The system was designed to capture riders' facial expressions during the ride and automatically generate and sell photos to them. However, the park faced legal trouble when a lawyer discovered that the park was collecting riders' biometric data without their consent, violating privacy laws. This bizarre use of technology on a roller coaster led to a lawsuit and highlighted the importance of protecting personal data in unexpected places. Wow, what do you guys think? This is a whole other issue, big issue. May, what do you think?
I believe this kind of product is in everywhere. Like mm-hmm. every theme park you go, every places you visit, there are people who will take your photos, and then when you come up from the place, they will ask you, you want to buy the photo? It's how much they will give you the charges. So on the other hand, yes, it is violating privacy because mm-hmm. they take photo without asking us in the first place.
Well, let me ask you a question, May, because I think this is what the issue is like. They're trying to collect as many faces as they can so they can use them in other situations. So, for example, like advertising a magazine and they need a group of people, they can use the same. They can use your likeness and they can put it in the magazine, but you don't get paid for it. They just take your face and use it for free. And I think that's the reason people are really getting angry right now, is because they're basically stealing our identity, our facial appearance, our biometric data, and using it without payment or without permission. So, yeah. Layla, what do you think about this? Are you concerned about this issue?
Yeah, I will feel so scared or maybe too worried about this situation. They should ask people for their permission if they really want to take some photos of them and use them in some advertisement. It's not fair, or they have to save privacy for other people. They shouldn't use their pictures for their just own business. So.
Right.
Or
at least get permission and ask people like, do you mind? Is it okay if I use your biometric data? Can I have it? I think people would probably give it away for free, knowing how people are. They'd be like, oh, you can ride this roller coaster for free. Just give me your biometric data. And so people will be like, okay. But I think just taking it, you know, stealing it is definitely wrong. So I agree with you. I agree with you and May.
But then Jack, there's an issue here. Let's say on a day there are hundreds or maybe thousands of people are riding on the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the workers will have time to go and ask each and everyone, hey, can I put your photo on our advertisement page? Can I put your photo on our Facebook page?
Yeah,
so
you're right,
that will
you're
be
right.
the issue.
Yeah. So maybe they have to just not collect that data. They have to have some kind of protection, right? Kind of like antivirus or something. Like, you know, you can use it for the photo that you're selling to me, but you can't keep it in your secret server and use it in other, you know, sell it. I'm sure the amusement park doesn't want that data. They just want to sell it to another company, right? Like they're selling data. So yeah, harvesting
or probably
it.
Probably they can put the photo. They can put the photo, but without the exact faces of the people. So they can use AI or whatever technology they have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some solution. I'm not smart enough to solve this problem, to be honest. I don't know.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not like, you know, I'm not clever enough to really like know what the answer is, but I definitely feel uncomfortable about it.
Then you're right. Know.
Hendrik, what do you think about this?
Yeah, so I think it depends on the people, if the people that they disagree with that. So yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to take a picture. But for most of people in Indonesia, I think they will okay with that. But yes, for some people that live in the country like America, that's, you know, like they have their own privacy. And yeah, as Layla said, that if you want to use the picture, you have to ask them first for their permission.
Yeah. But I actually agree with you, though. I think most Americans are not really aware of what they're giving away. They're just, I think they will happily just say, go ahead, take my data. I don't care. Whatever. And later, they'll realize, like, whoa, that, you know, that's really dangerous. But I think a lot of people just don't care. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care about that issue.
Yeah.
So companies can do whatever they want, really, because nobody cares. It's really sad, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Because at that time, we are going on the roller coaster. We are surely excited. So we will forget everything. We won't remember who wants to take photo, who wants to do anything. Then after that, we started to think about everything behind that.
Roller coasters, cotton candy, and I get a photo. Take my data. I don't care. I'm having fun at the amusement park. I mean, it's actually genius, right? Like, there's the it's the best place to steal biometric data is because people are so focused on having fun. They don't care about privacy breaches. So, wow, interesting. Yeah, that was okay. Well, you guys, thank you so much again for coming back on the podcast to talk about these three stories. I hope our listeners out there enjoy these kind of interesting stories. We do stories on a plane. We do stories in Florida. We do stories at amusement parks. We do all kinds of different stories. And we'll keep doing these episodes if you like them. Send me an email, AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. Go to our website, AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Leave a comment there on the website, and I will read it and get back to you. And join our WhatsApp group, because we've got really exciting things happening. In our WhatsApp group, you can join our free online Zoom classes. So there, you can come and join our classes, and I'll be teaching in the class. And you can join us and participate right there with us in the Zoom class. All you have to do is join our WhatsApp group. Send me a message. Say, Jack, I joined the WhatsApp group. How do I join the free Zoom class? I will help you get into that Zoom class. And with that said, we will see you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.